Happy glorious Saturday, Boone County. White's Toodaloos, Lebedoodles, Zionsvillians, Jamestowninians, and Thorntoninians. Happy Saturday. We have an action-packed show for you today, all about the arts in Boone County. We are full of artistic and creative human beings and organizations in this county. We have a packed show for you today. So we are going to jump right into it. We're going to talk with Center Stage Community Theater in Lebanon, and then local artist Jessica Morrison doing some great work in Zionsville. Let's jump right into it. I'm here with Mary Zerfus, president of Center Stage Community Theater here in Lebanon. We are located on Powell Street. Would you call this downtown Lebanon, or where is it
just
exactly?
Just off downtown.
Just off downtown Lebanon, 604 Powell Street. Mary Zerfus is the president of the theater. So Mary, why don't you tell us a little bit about the story of Center Stage and why the arts are so important in Boone County?
It's important to support the arts. Before children speak, they sing. Before they write, they draw and paint. As soon as they stand, they dance. Art is the basis of human expression. It is fundamental to our humanity. Why support live theater? Live theater is an art form that touches the full gamut of human emotions. It can make us laugh, cry, think. It challenges us, and it helps us to understand other people's point of view. Theater inspires us, fostering creativity, empathy, and beauty. It strengthens communities socially, educationally, and economically. But most of all, it allows us to better understand ourselves and our world. So, why support Center Stage? In Indianapolis, there are more community theaters per capita than anywhere else in the United States. In Boone County, there is one community theater for the whole county. That's Center Stage Community Theater. We are an award-winning theater, and because we have developed a reputation for putting on excellent productions, we draw talent and audiences to Boone County from all over central Indiana. We are not only serving the residents of Boone County, but we're bringing commerce into the county. In fact, our latest survey for a year showed that the audience came from 90 different zip codes that represented 24 Indiana counties and 10 states other than Indiana. Center Stage was founded in 1994. We are currently celebrating our 30th year. We are and have always been 100% volunteer run. But we're more than just a bunch of people putting on shows. We are part of the community. In the next few years, 1 in 5 Indiana citizens will be 65 or older. Senior citizens already comprise a large part of our audience. Our last show, 68% of the audience was senior citizens. So we offer seniors a discount, keep our ticket prices low in order to serve them. We work with retirement homes and nursing homes in Boone County to bring their residents to our dress rehearsals for free, no charge to them. We are able to do this because we are a fully handicapped accessible facility. We have also started a program where we go out to nursing homes and put on a production of what life was like growing up in Indiana in the 1940s. The residents really seem to enjoy these walks down memory lane. We also have a program that supports local artists by displaying their paintings for sale in our lobby during the run of a show.
Mary, thanks so much for sharing that. Full disclosure, I'm the vice president here on the board, and Center Stage has become my home away from home. It's such a special place for me. We put on great shows.
So Mary, would you tell us a little bit about what's coming up this season?
Okay, our next production is called An Evening of Culture. It's by Mark Landon Smith. It's about a group of rednecks that are trying to do Romeo and Juliet. It's a very funny show. I will be directing it. It runs from May 3rd through May 19th, three weekends, Friday, Saturday, and a Sunday matinee. The next play is The Outsider by Paul Slade Smith. Maybe you'd like to talk about that one.
I'll be directing that one. That's going to be this fall. It's a very funny play about a governor that resigns due to a scandal, and the lieutenant governor has to step in, and he is very much not interested in being the face of the state. And a lot of funny things happen with that. We figured since the election is going to be on everyone's mind this fall, let's have some fun with it and do a show that teases that entire process. And then finally, this winter, what's our last show?
The last show is The Sweet Delilah Swim Club. It's a Jones, Hope, and Wooten play. It will be directed by Doug Davis. And it runs from November 22nd through December 8th.
Thank you, Mary. So as you mentioned, we are an entirely volunteer-run organization. What sort of volunteer help?
Need house help, that's taking the tickets, running the refreshments. We need help parking cars. We need help backstage. We need help with costumes, lights and sound. There are just a wide variety of ways you can help with building sets, painting sets, finding props for a show. We have a lot of fun, and we laugh a lot and have a lot of fun. And if you're sitting around being lonely, come out and join us.
Absolutely. I can say it is a lot of fun. I've met some lifelong friends here. And we do a lot of great things at this theater. Our website is centerstagecommunitytheater.com. We are located again at 604 West Powell Street in Lebanon. Check out our website. Please come see the next show. We'd love to see you up here.
I'm going to take a 30-second break. I will be right back with local artist Jessica Morrison. You are listening to Radio Mom 91.1 and 91.5.